As the world rounds up the Millennium Development Goals, many have been the views, opinions and observations on how Ghana fared, while others think much was not done to bring down maternal mortality and infant morbidity. Others were of the view that efforts on the goal on sanitation was minimal. On GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the transition from the MDGs to SDGs, the technical advisor of the NDPC, Dr. Grace Bediakon, said those strides were made, their impact were not felt. She said goals on gender equality, for instance, was not achieved at all.
There have been great improvements. We had 36, 37, we broke one indicator down to two, so we had 37 indicators we were tracking. We had 8 that we could say we achieved the goals set. There were 19 that we did not achieve but had substantial progress, significant progress, and 8 others we did not achieve. I think we struggled very much with gender equality. When it came to education, primary school, we were able to get some parity. But the higher you went, you did not get the kind of parity that we see. When it comes to employment, women are still very much in unpaid work, a big sector. And then you look at leadership, whether it's politics or in mainstream work, women have not succeeded in marching up with men. There's also an issue with sanitation. We did succeed with water, but sanitation has remained. We have made strides, but there's a lot more room for improvement.
A senior lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Osei-Sibi, was not sure which of the goals were fully achieved. He said the issue of poverty and how rural people are affected calls for more work to be done.
I would say yes and no. Of course, when you look at poverty, you can truly testify that poverty has actually reduced substantially
in Ghana
and even across Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends on what kind of figures you are looking at. Poverty has reduced. Ghana actually attained the poverty goal way ahead of time.
Yeah.
By 2025, 2026, we have already almost attained it. And so on that score, we have done well. But of course, if you break it down or you unmask and look at more regional variations, more the variations in terms of various dimensions of poverty, you realize that although we, on aggregate level, we have achieved the level is quite good. And regional variations, or in terms of spatial or even gender, you realize that we have not done so well.
UN Country Coordinator Christine Van Klok gave an overview of the MDGs and how countries, especially in Africa, fared.
The MDGs globally is the world's greatest movement to resolve poverty that history has ever shown. We moved poverty from about 1.9 billion to about 683 million. So that's an incredible decrease in poverty, and about the same proportional cut in those who are suffering from hunger. We cut the number of deaths by malaria by about 6 million and from tuberculosis by over 30 million. There's about 2 billion people more who now have access to better sanitation. The number of children who died under the age of 5 has dropped by more than half. Most countries have met the goal of increasing primary education and done in a way that is equal access for girls and boys. So there's an incredible amount of success that I think is being celebrated in New York this past week as we celebrate the end of the Millennium Development Goals and commit to an even more ambitious set of goals by 2030, the Sustainable Development Goals.
And how would you rate the performance in Africa?
In Africa, they had the best achievement in terms of cutting poverty and improving health. also on terms of malaria and cutting the transmission of HIV/AIDS. Of course, these are areas where Africa had a lot of progress to gain, and it has shown that with setting goals in a universal way, mobilizing partnerships, that this has been achieved. There is more to achieve. We learn from the success. We learn from where there are gaps. And I think both of those lead us to new commitments for the future.